pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with your presence so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts become acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. She had a choice. She wasn't unhappy with her dad's plumbing business. After all, someone needed to schedule the appointments and order new supplies. But ever since the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor over a year ago, she wanted to do more. There's this new program out called the WASPs, Women Air Force Service Pilots. This program trains women like her to ferry big military planes from the factories to the bases from which they'll fly to battle. She could do that. She wants to fly. She's young, strong, good eyesight. She wants to make a difference in this war. She wants to serve her country, and her country needs her. But her dad needs her too. She has a choice to make. He had a choice. Oh, he won't get his MBA for a few months, but he's already secured a job at a great company. His parents are so proud. Then why can't he get that conversation out of his mind? You know, the one a couple of nights ago at dinner when the friend of a friend came and joined them, and this guy talked about his time in the Peace Corps, specifically about Africa, and his job working to stamp out malaria. This guy said malaria is threatening half the world's population, especially children. He didn't know that, never even thought about it before. He's busy with his MBA. So once back in his dorm room, he Googled malaria and the Peace Corps. Oh, it was late, and he was so tired, but his soul just wouldn't let him sleep. He was on such a well-planned, even enviable track, but now he realized he has a choice to make. Judas had a choice. Oh yeah, he had already told the soldiers and authorities he knew this Jesus fella who claimed to be the Son of God, and you don't want people listening to him and following him instead of you, do you? No. Still, Judas didn't have to take the authorities to the Kidron Valley where he knew Jesus would be. Or when Judas approached the band of disciples, you know, the band whom he had just considered his band of brothers, he could have turned to the soldiers and said, oops, I don't know these guys. Sorry, my mistake. Judas had a choice to make, and he chose himself. Pilate had a choice. His conscience didn't feel good about crucifying Jesus, but to back down would have made him appear weak in front of everyone, and that wouldn't look good now, would it? The people gathered in Jerusalem had a choice. But once folks heard everyone else screaming, "Crucify him!" Why make a fuss? No, it's easier just to go along with the crowd. We all have choices. Some are easier than others. What do you choose? To go along with the crowd? Do you choose to do what's right or what's popular? Do you choose on the basis of what's in it for yourself? I guess we've all done that, haven't we? But when the hard choices come, what do you choose? How about Jesus? Did he have a choice? Oh, no, Jill, you're saying. No, he didn't have a choice. He had to die an excruciating and humiliating death. Well, did he? I looked around today at the beauty of creation just waiting to burst forth in resurrection, and I realized that God, our Creator, is so imaginative and so powerful, far beyond anything I know that I could ever dream of. So if God wants Jesus to save us, that could happen any way that God wanted it to happen. It's just that we know it was through the horror of the cross, and we're too limited to imagine redemption in any other way. But God can. So, yes, maybe Jesus had a choice that first Good Friday. And yet we're here this Good Friday to remember the enormous sacrifice that Jesus made. We remember his ridicule and his pain. We remember that he died for a crime he did not commit. Yes, Jesus had a choice. And what did Jesus choose? You. You. Me. All of us. Jesus chose you on that Good Friday. And on this Good Friday, Jesus still chooses you. You know, we all have choices. How to live, what to do, who to follow. When you are faced with difficult choices, please remember that the choice Jesus made on Good Friday, the choice that Jesus made, that was all about you. Thanks be to God for his unsuffering and undying love. Amen.